Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the latest startup funding rounds that are shaping the future of tech. I'm Skylar, and before we dive into today's deals, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, helping startups scale their operations with intelligent automation. Today, we're covering everything from Amazon backing an optics startup to Sequoia, unleashing nearly $1 billion in new funds, plus some fascinating plays in biodiversity and food delivery tracking. Let's start with Lumotive, which just closed an impressive $59 million Series B round. Now, here's what's interesting. They actually reopened their February round specifically to bring in Amazon's Industrial Innovation Fund and Ithaca Group. Lumotive is working on programmable optics, which sounds super technical, but think of it as the next generation of laser technology that could revolutionize everything from autonomous vehicles to AR glasses. Amazon's involvement here is really telling because they're clearly seeing applications across their massive logistics network and potentially their consumer hardware. When Amazon writes checks like this, especially through their industrial fund, they're usually thinking about how this tech integrates into their broader ecosystem. $59 million gives Lumotive serious runway to scale their manufacturing and get these programmable optics into real-world applications. Next up, we've got SuperOrganism raising $25 million. And this one's fascinating because they're not your typical startup. They're actually a fund backing biodiversity startups. What I love about this approach is how specific they're being about their investment thesis. They're targeting three clear buckets: companies that can actually slow or reverse extinction, startups working at that critical intersection of climate and biodiversity, and tools that make conservationists more effective at their work. This is venture capital meeting environmental urgency in a really thoughtful way. $25 million might not sound massive compared to some of the rounds we cover, but in the biodiversity space, that's substantial capital. The timing couldn't be better either, with increasing regulatory pressure around environmental impact and more corporations realizing they need biodiversity solutions. I'm really curious to see what companies end up in their portfolio. Now, this next one is huge. Sequoia just unveiled $950 million across two new early-stage funds. We're talking about $750 million for their Series A fund and $200 million for seed investments. Sequoia calling this their effort to be only as good as our next investment is classic Sequoia humility, but let's be real. They're one of the most successful VC firms in history. What's really interesting here is the allocation. That $750 for Series A shows they're doubling down on companies that have proven some initial traction but need serious capital to scale. And that $200 million seed fund, that's going to create a lot of new opportunities for very early stage founders. For the startup ecosystem, this means more competition among VCs, which typically translates to better terms for founders and faster decision making. When Sequoia deploys this kind of capital, it usually signals that they're seeing incredible deal flow and want to make sure they don't miss the next big thing. Paradigm just raised $5 million in seed funding, and they're doing something really clever with spreadsheets. I know, that spreadsheets don't sound revolutionary, but hear me out. They've built a spreadsheet where every single cell has an AI agent. Think about how much work happens in spreadsheets across every industry, and now imagine each cell can actually think, calculate, and make intelligent decisions. They're releasing this to the general public now, which is smart timing, because businesses are hungry for AI tools that integrate into their existing workflows. $5 million in seed funding suggests investors see serious potential for this to become a platform play. If they can nail the user experience and make AI feel natural within something as familiar as a spreadsheet, this could be massive. The enterprise software market is ripe for this kind of innovation. Finally, let's talk about Doorstep, which raised $8 million in seed funding to solve a problem we've all experienced: missing food deliveries. Their approach is really smart, though. Instead of building their own delivery network, they're integrating into existing apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats. Then they use phone sensors to track when a driver actually enters your building, takes the elevator, and reaches your doorstep. $8 million in seed funding tells me investors think this problem is bigger than just customer frustration. There's real money being lost on misdelivered orders and customer service costs. The sensor technology is clever because it doesn't require new hardware, just software integration. If they can prove this reduces delivery failure significantly, I could see the major delivery platforms either acquiring them or licensing their technology. It's one of those solutions that seems obvious once you hear it, but took real innovation to execute properly. That wraps up today's funding roundup on Funded. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's show and helping startups automate their way to scale. Make sure to subscribe for daily updates on the latest funding rounds. We'll keep tracking the money so you know where the smart capital is flowing. Check the show notes for links to all these stories and more details on each round.